Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner, here today with Evans Hale from the Hippodrome State Theater in Gainesville, where he is the consulting producer. However, that's one of many hats. He's also the artistic director and conductor of the Gainesville Orchestra and the executive director of Opera North, which is located in Hanover, New Hampshire. But he's taking time out of his day to promote the first of the year production at the Hippodrome. It's going to run from January 30th through February 15th, Some Enchanted Evening. It's kind of honoring the 80th anniversary of Rodgers and Hammerstein's music. And tell us a little bit more about this production and how you got involved.
Thank you, Sue. Well, wonderful to be here, and congratulations on all the great success here at WUFT. Everybody should support this wonderful station and all that they do for the community. We really appreciate it. But yes, over at the Hippodrome, we are kicking off the new year and frankly leading us right into Valentine's Day with Some Enchanted Evening, the Songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein. It is one of the great reviews that celebrates two people who defined the American musical, and frankly also the songs that we all grew up singing. Our kids, our parents, our grandparents, who doesn't know My Favorite Things or The Sound of Music or Do Re Mi or Oklahoma, and on and on and on and on. So this wonderful review, we have six great singers from everywhere, from Broadway to a couple of local folks to just a wonderful cast of singers, all who are going to be bringing these great songs to life. We have accompanied by two, I will say, mighty grand pianos. I'm going to be playing one of them, and Patrick Mars the other, directed by Tony Mata, who, as you all know, who are come to the university, love coming to see those great musicals that Tony directs here. And is choreographed by Chris McNiff, a Broadway performer. And so we're thrilled that we're able to bring this to the Hippodrome and bring this to Gainesville, because, you know, this music still resonates in such a great way. These songs, Oscar Hammerstein, who, of course, wrote the lyrics. And, you know, as in South Pacific, you have to be carefully taught, which was one of the, you know, one of the early great songs in the musical theater dealing with racial prejudice. I mean, these are songs that are not just wonderful tunes that we love, but they also say something. They tell stories. Carousel, the story of Billy Bigelow, and what is it like to suddenly become a father? Or Oklahoma, people will say we're in love, which, you know what? I don't care what age you are. Those lyrics and that song still speaks to you no matter what period you're from. And that's what is the great joy about this show, which I hope people will really make a date night out or bring the family. I mean, that's it crosses all sorts of demographics.
So this runs from January 30th through February 15th.
Yes.
It's an evening performance? Or
well, yes, we have
too?
Both. Wednesday through Sunday is the run on Wednesdays through Sundays, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights. And then Saturday and Sunday, there is a 2 o'clock show. Saturday, there's a 2 o'clock show and an evening show, and Sunday, there's a 2 o'clock matinee. So we really, again, we try to make it easy for everybody to come and find a time, as I said, to bring the kids, to bring the family, to just go out on a date. And you know, downtown's great. I mean, I will be always a big fan of the great restaurants we have downtown. And I do want to put something out there, which is people talk about parking. And parking, let's face it, is a challenge just about anywhere. But we have parking on the Saturday and Sunday. Of course, you can park whenever you want. And then during the evenings, if someone is coming, and sometimes people feel a little uncomfortable, it's not necessarily, you know, for whatever reason, we also want to let people know that we have an arrangement with the Downtown Ambassadors that if anybody comes and feels uncomfortable, we have the phone number, they just call them, and the Downtown Ambassador will meet them, escort them to the car, or escort them from their car.
Wow, so that's wonderful to hear.
Well, we are really trying to make sure that people understand the Hippodrome is a true destination, a true arts destination, and opens the door to all sorts of things going on downtown. And of course, I have to throw in my little bit for the cinema, because we have the wonderful cinema at the Hippodrome, which, by the way, this January we're going to be showing on the big screen Oklahoma and South Pacific on a couple of days as part of this celebration of this wonderful musical coming. And then, of course, we have our art gallery. The great thing about the Hippodrome is that you can come to it, park your car. We have a wonderful bar. We also have a bar on the second floor when you come and see our main stage show, so you don't have to go back downstairs at intermission. We have an art gallery. We have the cinema, which is doing exciting programming, and we have the main stage. It's a true place to, it's an oasis, right? That's right downtown. And of course, this iconic building with...
Very historic building, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely. And has the oldest elevator in the state of Florida, which
works.
is working these days. Yes, we are so proud and so appreciative of the city to help us get that elevator working again. So we really hope people will come and take advantage of coming back to the Hippodrome, if perhaps you haven't come in a while.
That's great. And this is the first show that you have of the 2026 season. But I believe there are other productions coming
yes,
up.
Yes, indeed. We have a great trio of shows coming. And you can even buy a little mini packet if you'd like, that you can say, hey, I'd like to buy a packet and pick and choose which ones I want to come to or how many I want to come to and get yourself a deal. If you call the box office, they'll take good care of you. Ask for Matt. But Accomplice is coming up next. After Rodgers and Hammerstein, Some Enchanted Evening, Accomplice, which is a comedic thriller. Yes, you can have both in one show.
A comedic thriller?
A comedic thriller by Rupert Holmes. Now, Rupert Holmes may strike a familiar chord to some people on Broadway. He wrote Curtains. He wrote The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
Oh, okay.
He also just was represented this past year with his adaptation of The Pirates of Penzance. But many people know him because he also wrote the Pina Colada song. And he is a great, great writer. And this play, Accomplice, will keep you guessing from the beginning until the end. I promise what you think is happening on the stage may not be what your eyes are actually seeing. And it is just a fantastic show, which is going to be playing from March 6th to March 22nd. I will say that it is definitely a date night out show. It is not for the kiddies, that one. But then after that, we do have Million Dollar Quartet to end the season this year, which is April 24th to May 24th. And for those of you...
That's a long run.
Oh, it is a long run, but it is one of the most requested shows that the Hippodrome has had. It is, takes place in a recording studio and includes, based on truth, ladies and gentlemen, the day that Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis were all in a recording studio together. So you get to come out and rock out to those great songs like Blue Suede Shoes, Folsom Prison Blues, I Walk the Line, Great Balls of Fire, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Your hands are going to be clapping, your feet are going to be tapping. And you want to get those tickets for that show now, because that is going to sell out. And it's a great way of ending the season. And during that time, we'll, of course, be announcing our next season at the Hippodrome. So we're excited to re-invite a lot of people to the Hippodrome and come and have a good time. We really are wanting to make sure that we are an oasis of fun and a place to escape a lot of the anxiety that we're all experiencing every day, out in the real world these days.
This is true. And the Hippodrome is located in downtown Gainesville. It is the former post office
yes.
from many, many years ago. All the information on the various productions is available at the website, which is thehip.org. It's easy to remember. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about more of the Hippodrome productions, as well as some of the Gainesville Orchestra upcoming events. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with Evans Hale from the Hippodrome State Theater here in Gainesville. He also wears many hats, and one of the others is the Gainesville Orchestra. He is the artistic director and the conductor, and this is not a new thing. He's been doing this for a while, and the orchestra has incredible acclaim and wonderful productions, and they kind of do concerts throughout the year. They don't really have a set time frame, but when they're out there, everybody knows, and they sell out almost immediately. And they're at the Santa Fe College Jackson Sasser Fine Arts Hall, which is a great concert venue as well. So tell us a little bit about the Gainesville Orchestra.
Well, we are in the middle of our season, of course, and we have all sorts of, the great thing about the Gainesville Orchestra is the same thing as what we try to do with the Hippodrome, is to offer something for everybody. We love offering things that people love, like a Tchaikovsky's Symphony or Beethoven Fifth, but we also like to surprise people. And I will say that coming up, we've just done our first concert of the year, which was on Friday the 16th of January, which included everything from the Poem of Ecstasy by Scriabin to the great Mexican composer Arturo Marquez, his guitar concerto, which we had with Silvio Chule, who was our guitar soloist. So we love that variety. And coming up, February the 27th, we have a very exciting concert, which includes one of the great classics, the Grand Canyon Suite, celebrating our 250th anniversary of the country, but also a world premiere of a piece by Stella Sung, a graduate of the University of Florida, one of our great state composers, or national composer, but she does still live here in the state. But also, she has set our poet laureate, Stanley Richardson, his poem Eden, to music, and it will be spoken, narrated by Stanley, and it'll be the world premiere. And so we're excited about that, that we're able to, again, have something as universally beloved as the Grand Canyon Suite, and include also a world premiere of a piece written and supporting our local and region, which that's really wonderful. And then in May, as our end of the year Pops concert, we are thrilled and we hope people will get their tickets because there's two performances on Mother's Day weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, to celebrate the boy bands. The boy bands of the 90s. Whether you are a Backstreet Boys or One Direction or a 98 Degrees fan, we have got the boy band project. These are four guys who come and just sing their throats out in doing those great songs, and it's just going to be a hoot. They are just so sexy, so fun, so delightful, and you get to come and rock out to all those great songs from the boy bands that you all loved. Backstreet Boys are back again. And
we have a professor that absolutely loves Backstreet Boys. So
oh, wow.
I'm going to tell Roxanne Koch that you need to see her in the audience.
Yes, absolutely right. And then on the first half, we'll do some great fun Pops orchestra pieces as well. I'll also be playing the piano in a Gershwin piece.
Nice.
So that'll be great. So, you know, again, the season with the orchestra is something for everybody. And that's what we try to do with the Hippodrome as well. You know, that when people come to the Hippodrome, they have a chance to see something that they know and they love and explore and find something they didn't even know they were looking for.
And when you say have something for everyone, in the summer, you have something for children.
That is right.
Of all ages, I guess.
We do. You know, it is so important that kids these days, you know, people get buried in their phones and they get buried online, even kids do. And one of the things that we do at the Hippodrome is we offer camps in theater craft, camps in storytelling, camps in acting, et cetera. And Gabriel Byam runs these programs, and she's really brilliant at it. And we've had all sorts of kids who've actually gone through the programs and then come back later and been on our stage. But the point of these programs is not to make actors out of these kids. The most important thing we do with these programs is that, and I think something that it becomes even more important these days, which is socialization. How to get kids to communicate with each other, how to get kids to work with each other, how to get kids to listen to each other, take on responsibilities and say, okay, I've got to do this, and if I can do this, then it helps support you doing whatever that is. And that's part of what these camps at the Hippodrome do during the summer, is it really creates a sense of, oh, we are kind of all in this together, and by working together, we can create something. Perhaps that is certainly something that many adults could learn from these days. But it's a program that we're so proud of, and I'm so proud of Gabrielle, for taking on, and she's done over the years, she's done an amazing job. And it's a great program during the summer, especially when, let's face it, if you are here in Gainesville and the weather is a little, it's air conditioned in there too, so you can stay comfortable. But no, we're very proud of our education and outreach programs, because the other thing is, like when we did Christmas Carol, we did four performances a week that were just bringing kids in to see a Christmas Carol. Packed.
Really?
In
wow.
Every performance from all across the county, and not only across the county, but outside of the county as well. Our focus on education and outreach is one of the most important things I think we do at the Hippodrome, because it's not only, like I said, building an interest in the arts and building interest in, you know, future audiences, et cetera, which, you know, we love and we hope people will discover us and come and find us. But more importantly, it is opening the windows on the world to people and to kids especially, that there are things out there beyond just what they see on their phone or what they just hear right, you know, with right around at school. But there's a world out there, a world of other countries, of other cultures, of other traditions and things like that. And that's what we're very proud of, that we can introduce to kids and make them, you know, there used to be, as I was a kid, a well-rounded education. That was a phrase. And that's one of the things that I believe in very strongly. And that's what we try to do with, along with being entertaining.
Well, I know the Hippodrome started in 1971, and
yes,
it seems like it just keeps getting bigger, getting stronger. And you're talking about a performance where you have Broadway actors, people coming from all over the country. It's just amazing. They're coming to Gainesville.
Exactly. Well, you know, the Hippodrome is our region's professional equity company. And that's a very important distinction, that we have a professional regional theater right here in Gainesville. And when people come and see what we do, we're producing it. A show is not just booked in at the Hippodrome. It is literally put together by us, produced by us. The sets are made by us. The costumes come to us, are made by us, designed for us. So when people come and see a Hippodrome production, they're seeing a professional equity production that is our local regional professional equity theater. And I think that's something we should all be very proud of. We're proud to be part of the fabric of the area.
And you have a staff, too, as well, that
yes,
runs various operations within the building?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, one of the things, if you come into the Hippodrome building, we have our own scene shop is in the building. Our costume
you
shop.
All your sets.
We
build all
right
your
there in the building. Exactly. Our costume shop is in the building. And so we have a staff of tech directors, carpenters, costume designers, people who make the costumes, who and you know, we have our lighting designers, our creative teams who put the shows together. A lot of people, I always ask people when they come and see a show, look at the program. Don't just kind of toss it and say, oh yeah, whatever. Look at all the people it takes to make a show happen. Look at the people it takes to create and program the cinema, the artists that we have to come into the gallery. We are a true microcosm of the entire region.
Well, what a treasure we have here, right here in Gainesville. So if people want to find out or want to purchase
yes,
tickets to these performances, what do they do?
It's very easy. They can go to thehip.org. That is H-I-P-P. THEHIPP.org, or they can call the box office. And the box office, it's open Wednesday through Sunday at starting at noon, 375-4477. That's 352-375-4477, or go to thehip.org.
That's great. And tickets are still available?
Tickets are available, and we have individual tickets, or people can buy a package. If, for instance, you want to buy a group of say, six tickets, and you can use them for three plays, or you can use them for one.
So you can get like a season pass.
Yes, yes.
That's great. Well, Evans Hale, thank you for coming in today, and thanks for all your hard work with the Hippodrome State Theater, the Gainesville Orchestra, and Opera North. You're a busy guy. I'm glad you had time to come by
well,
today.
Well, we appreciate it, Sue, and thank you again for all that everybody does here. Support your local NPR station. It's one of your best resources.
Thanks again.
That was Hippodrome State Theater consulting producer Evans Hale on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.